Thank you, Tim. In our last set of news items, we have windows that are not to be opened, an innovative way for the police to catch out those not wearing seatbelts, children's art for ambulances, sighting of a rare bird of prey, and lots more. New flats that will back onto one of the city's former nightclubs have been given the green light, but planners say those who live there cannot open their windows. Plans to convert old offices on St Faith's Road into flats have been approved by City Hall, but the authority has insisted that some of its windows be sealed to avoid noise complaints. All windows above ground floor at the back of the building, which include the bedrooms of the top two flats, which back out onto the garden smoking area of what was Mantra on Prince of Wales Road, are to be sealed. An acoustic report highlighted potential noise issues and Sally Nicholson from the council's environmental protection team said, "If the residents don't close their windows and are disturbed by the noise after 11 p.m, they are likely to complain to the council."
Police operations involving officers hidden on buses and in unmarked trucks have seen hundreds of drivers caught not wearing a seatbelt. A total of 750 drivers were issued with a traffic offence report for not belting up on Norfolk roads in the 12 months up to June, figures have revealed. During a single two-week police operation, 183 vehicles were stopped and 229 offences were detected. Operation Tramline had officers inside a lorry cab, allowing them to look directly down into other vehicles to check they were wearing their seatbelts, or engaging in attention-distracting behaviour, such as using mobile phones or watching videos. An earlier unusual tactic saw uniformed officers riding on first buses across the county to catch drivers. Of those caught, 274 have paid a fine, 247 have completed an awareness course, and 101 have gone to court. The rest remain under investigation. And the biggest single age group of those fined were 126 drivers aged between 17 and 29.
The winners of an art competition have seen their drawings displayed on rapid response vehicles. Olivia Hart, 11, and Amelia Hutchings, 8, created the designs as part of the East of England Ambulance Services NHS Trusts competition. They were invited to see their artwork printed on the side of two rapid response vehicles used for training. Olivia's design was the winner of the 10 to 16 age group and features multicoloured hands coming together. She said, "It was exciting to see my design on the vehicle and my name next to it." Amelia's drawing was the winner of the under 10 category. Her design features the NHS initials alongside the sign language for each letter. She said, "I included sign language because lots of people like me need to use hearing aids."
Just hours after announcing that live music and tribute acts would no longer perform, an East Anglian festival was cancelled. The Balloons and Tunes Festival, East Anglia, also known as the Monster Country Festival, was due to take over the Norfolk Showground for 2 days. On September the 13th and the 14th, the skies over Norfolk were set to be filled with hot air balloons while live music played for revellers. However, the deflated ticket holders were told via email that due to unforeseen circumstances, the planned live music would not be going ahead.
An award-winning dinosaur park has teamed up with a theatre to produce a magical pantomime trail. Norwich Theatre and Roar in Lenwade have announced Festive Forest Fables, a Cinderella illuminated fairy tale. The fairy tale trail will see the worlds of pantomime and prehistoric adventure come together in a spellbinding new experience. From December the 5th, families will be able to wander through a twinkling woodland wonderland filled with glittering lights, theatrical elements and magical surprises inspired by the panto classic Cinderella. Along the way, they will meet familiar characters, cheeky performers and larger-than-life props. Stephen Crocker, Chief Executive and Creative Director of Norwich Theatre, said, "Panto is at the heart of Christmas for so many families, and this event lets that magic spill out of the theatre and into a wonderful woodland adventure. We are absolutely delighted to be partnering with Roar on Festive Forest Fables."
It's a historic Norfolk brand that has called the county its home since 1966. But Lotus's future looks increasingly uncertain, with the sports car manufacturer announcing 550 job cuts at its Hethel factory, around 40% of its UK workforce, after suffering losses of £195 million in the first half of this year. The latest wave of redundancies follows 270 job losses in April and raises further questions over its Chinese owner Geely's long-term commitment to the UK. In June, Lotus rebuffed reports that it was planning to end production in the UK and relocate to the US, prompting immediate promises of support from the government. But after announcing it would be axing more than a third of its workforce last month, Lotus said the decision was necessary to secure a sustainable future for the firm in today's rapidly evolving automotive environment.
They may have disappeared from the streets of Norwich and further afield, but the wild adventure of Go-Go Safari isn't over yet. The sculptures are now being made ready for their goodbye tour taking place later this month for the Go-Go to the Zoo event. From September the 11th to the 22nd, all 56 Go-Go Safari sculptures will reunite for a celebration at Banham Zoo. This one-of-a-kind farewell event offers trailgoers the chance to see the entire collection together for the very last time, surrounded by the zoo's incredible wildlife. Visitors will be able to spot the sculptures alongside real animals, ride the safari road train, and enjoy behind-the-scenes keeper talks. There's also a special Go-Go After Dark experience to see the sculptures in a whole new light. Joshua Hunter-Hall, Sales and Marketing Director at ZSEA, added, "We're thrilled to be hosting all 56 Go-Go Safari sculptures here at Banham Zoo and Africa Alive for this spectacular farewell."
One of the UK's rarest birds has been seen on the Norfolk Broads. A black-winged kite was spotted by wildlife photographer Lynn Warner at Hickling. The kite is a species native to sub-Saharan Africa and tropical Asia, but has a foothold within Europe, most notably in Spain, Portugal and France. The bird of prey has only been seen a handful of times in Wales, Hickling and more recently in Gloucestershire. It was the first time I've seen one, as I previously tried to see it from Stub Mill at Hickling last year, but I only saw a dot through a scope, Ms. Warner said. I was so pleased to have pictured it, as it's such a pretty raptor and extremely rare in the UK. Twitchers continue to spot the bird at Hickling.